Hallelujah. Amen. You're welcome to Booster Service. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you because as we stay on your word and eat on your word, our lives will never remain the same. We are transformed. We are changed into that very express image that we see in your word. Our lives become better. Our lives become glorious. And we live each day exhibiting, doing great exploits for the kingdom. Glory to you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to just take a few worship songs before we dive in into God's word. As I was just studying, those songs just kept coming, flashing, and I just took them down. Amen. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, there is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can bring a lost song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, Lord, I am content. In your presence, there is life, expressions of your love. There are revelations of your power and might. Oh, in your presence I can bring a lost song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, and I know what joy fills my soul. Oh, something happens, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Yes, he touched me, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. Yeah, and I know what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, something. Happen, and now The presence of the Lord. So you can imagine why he gave me those songs. They just kept going in my heart, going on in my heart. In your presence, I am content. He touched me, and then your presence is heaven to me. They just kept going, bubbling on my inside, like rivers, you know, of waters on my inside. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33, the presence of the Lord. You know, God is sometimes described as omnipotent, that's all-powerful. Sometimes he's described as omniscient, all-knowing. Sometimes he's described as omnipresent, ever-present, everywhere at all times. Hallelujah. Even right now, his presence is here. Amen. How many of you know God is here? I know he's here. I can sense, I can feel him strongly. From the moment we were praying, I felt his presence so strongly in this house. Amen. And you know, his presence does not just come for nothing. Whenever we have his presence around, a lot of things can happen. You can have things orchestrated, you can have things done. You can have manifestations of power. You can have things happen. Hallelujah. Exodus 33 verse 14. We'll take it from verse 14 to verse 17. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Next. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Next. He said, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. What that also tells me is that the presence of God distinguishes you. It separates you. Hallelujah. The last verse, 17. It says, so the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Amen. Look at Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54. Let's take it from verse 10 to 17 also. Isaiah 54. He said, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. When you have God's kindness, you have his presence. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm not with you, but I'm sending kindness, I'm sending gifts, you will feel my presence even if I'm not physically there, right? That's it. So, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. Hallelujah. Covenant of peace. I love that scripture where it says, my peace I live with you. Not as the world, not like the world gives. My peace is just like the word itself. It gives you that sanity, that sense of belonging, that sense of quietness and safety. My peace will not be removed. Nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. That means my peace will be with you perpetually, continually, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Next, he said, oh, you afflicted one, tossed with tempest
and not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Amen. And great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, it shall not come near you. Next. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Amen. Behold, I have created the blacksmith. Another version says crafted. Yes, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love those promises from the Lord. Amen. I love them. I love them greatly. I love them greatly. Hallelujah. We'll be looking at a number of people who had an awesome experience with the Lord. We're talking about the presence of the Lord. We'll be looking at a number of people who had an encounter. We had different encounters with the presence of the Lord. God gives us his presence. Pastor has always taught us about why it is important that we come to church, is because we ought to learn about God from his word. And then when we go into our closet, or we go into our places of work, or our family, our home, or wherever, what we have learned, we can run with them. He said, these things that were written for our learning, so that we also can practice, we also can do, study to show and do what we have learned, even in our closet, in our sphere of influence. Hallelujah. A number of people who had a encounter with the Lord. We've looked at Moses. You know, Moses met God face to face. Face to face. Just like we read in Exodus chapter 33. Met God face to face. Amen. At a point where Moses came down, the people could not look at his face. He had to put a veil on his face because his face shone so bright because he had spent time. He had spent time with the Lord. Someone was teaching the other time, then from the New Testament, I was talking about how they looked at the disciples and the people knew that this one has had time. They spent time with the Lord. People, we know when you spend time with God. Hallelujah. People, we know how the words that come out of you, your actions, your reaction to things that happen around you, your response. People, we know. People, we know. You're living in fear. Are you living in guilt? People, we know. The things you exhibit, people we know. Someone said, if I stay with you long enough, I will know what you are loaded with on your inside. Hallelujah. So Moses had a face-to-face encounter with the Almighty. And it showed even in his, everywhere around him. Amen. Another person is Daniel. Daniel, the Bible says that daily Daniel prayed, spent time praying. Spent time praying. He was indicted. A trap was set for him because of his lifestyle, because he would always seek the presence of the Lord, because he would always want to commune with the Father. A trap was set for him. He still was not afraid. At this time, he even opened the window. If you go catch me, moon, I catch me. If you set trap, moon, I set trap. He was not afraid. Nothing beats the presence of the Lord. It's the best thing that can happen to you. Because a lot of things can change. A lot of things can happen just in the presence of the Lord. When you are there. It could be in your closet and you're just worshiping. You're just worshiping. Yes, you are at work. But inside, internally, within you, you know you are. You have that atmosphere within you. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why even when he was thrown into the lion's den, He was not afraid. The lions couldn't eat him up because it doesn't look like their lunch. Doesn't look like their dinner. When they came up in the morning, when the king himself ran to the den and said, Daniel, was your God able to save you? And he met Daniel there. Hallelujah. Amen. Another person that had an encounter was Joshua. Joshua had an encounter mightily to the point that he made the sun to stand still. The sun had to stand still at his order. Amen. Amen. There are mighty things you can command because you know where you are coming from, whence you are coming from. The Bible says that he will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Shall what? Abide under the shadow of the what? Almighty. Because you dwell in his presence, because you dwell in his secret place, when you come at what you give, whatever order you give, the earth obeys. The earth obeys. And that's why in Matthew, you see where he said, whatever you bind on earth is bound. Whatever you bind there is bound, is honored in heaven. Because you have authority, because you always dwell in that presence. That heavenly presence is there always with you. So when you give an order, the earth obeys. And heaven carries out your orders. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had the same thing. Because they had encounters, because they understand the secret of the presence of God. And they carry that presence. Even when they were thrown into the burning furnace, as hot as that thing was. You know what shocked me about that story the most? Is the fact that you see where they said the men that were asked to stir up the fire to make it hotter were consumed by the fire. They were burnt. They not enter. They only just try to, what's the word? Stir up, just make the fire, just heat it up some more to make it more. Yes. So then these men were bound in their coats. Okay. Go down to where those men who stirred up the fire. Yeah, therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now they carried them to throw them in. The fire killed them. Consumed. Hallelujah. But these men were not touched. Somebody was trying to describe them and said, when they came out, they weren't even smelling smoke. That's what the presence of God does. And not only that, the king said, did we not throw three men into this place, into this burning furnace? How come there is a fourth man? Hallelujah. Amen. The presence of the Lord. May the presence of the Lord always abide with us in Jesus' name. Amen. We also saw that in the book of Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah himself, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were formed. Just imagine. That means before my father ever got to that point of knowing a woman that she would ever marry, that they would have a child, God already knew the child that was to come. Even from long ago. Hallelujah. Yes, Jeremiah 1:5. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I had a plan. I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it couldn't have been any other person. When some people say, why me? Why me? Why not you? God had a plan. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Paul also in various places had the same experience. And that's why from his experience he could write things like where Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age." Even in the epistles he wrote it. He scarcely had encounter with Christ directly. But you see, he wrote more about a lot about Jesus and about the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he had encounters. He had encounters with the presence of the Lord. This was somebody that God himself lambasted and asked him, "Why persecutest thou me?" And then he learned, nobody will ever have such experience, and we wait to be evangelized to. And that's why his experience is so unique in the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. That is God's abiding presence. Amen. Just like Moses said, "Lord, if your presence will not go with us, we go nowhere. I'd rather go with your presence." I remember one of those, was it last year? The year before. We went for convention. And there's this, I think it was the second or the third night? Service had finished. We had finished. And that day was something else. There was fire all over the camp. I think that was when Pastor Muyiwa started praying. From just worshiping, from just singing, worship. And before you knew it, we didn't leave till almost 10 p.m. Nobody cared about food. Nobody cared about going anywhere. We're just lost in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And we've had a lot of experiences like that. It's sweet, and it doesn't end there. We go home, even when we got to our hotel room, it was just something else throughout the night. Hallelujah. The Father loves such experiences because it's him fellowshipping with his children. Hallelujah. You cannot imagine how many people have had to lose their pains, sickness, concerns, worries, anxiety, just because they allowed themselves to be enveloped in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I promise you tonight, if you are here, you have pain and you have any issues, the presence of the Lord is taking that away in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And then he also said, Paul, he said, "We are filled with the fullness of God." Give me that. We are filled with the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Remember the man by the pool of Bethesda? When Jesus came, and then all he was looking for was the principles that obtains in that place where people, the water will be stirred up by the presence of the Lord, and then people will jump in. But here was the presence of God in front of him, and he was waiting for the calculation and the normal mechanical method that people have been walking by. No. Forget whatever you have been told by your doctor. Forget whatever obtains as a principle. When the presence of God comes, it can break any protocol and give you your miracle. Hallelujah. Yes, he said, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. He said, "To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the..." I love that. If he had said that you may be filled with the fullness, it's okay. He said, "But that you may be filled with all the fullness." All the fullness of God. Hallelujah. All the fullness of God. Leaving nothing. Nothing broken, nothing missing. All the fullness. I want all. All the fullness. Let me hear you say all the fullness of God. I didn't hear you say all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet tonight. And on that note, all the fullness of God talks, that's all they can ever be as far as the presence of God is concerned. I want all the fullness of God. I don't just want half. That's what we used to call when we were young. what we used to call half current. It's a NEPA light today. It's a better half current. You see the light, you can't use it to charge phone. You see the light, you can't use it to iron. You can't use it to do anything. Why? Because it's half current. I don't want half. All the fullness. All the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. Something happens, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh, He touched me. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And I know, and I know what joy that fills my soul. Something happened. For whatever reason, it could be sickness, it could be breakthrough, whatever it is. If you need God's touch tonight, you can come out. If you need God's touch tonight, feel free, you can come out. You can come out. Something happens, and now I know He touched me and made me something happens, something happens, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh Lord, You touched me, He touched me, and I know. Your mighty hand is on every life present. And you're doing mighty things even in this place tonight. Yes, we lose ourselves. We lose ourselves and we give ourselves freely to You. Something happens.